now to the great cosmic presence known to us as the beloved mighty Ares. We offer our love, gratitude, and eternal obedience. We ask our mighty omnipresence to bless him and to bless all the beings of the element of which he is master, and all who give their blessings to the people of Earth through the atmosphere of our world and through the element of air within us all. Beloved people of Earth, in the fullness of the mighty love of the universe, in the presence of the great fire breath of the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, and in the victory of the Ascended Masters and cosmic beings to this system of worlds, I come tonight to the beloved family of the Blessed Saint Germain, and may I bear to you the blessings and the love of the element of the air. May its inspiration, its sacred fire, its illumining presence ever abide within and around you to enfold you in the sun of the light, the sun presence of the light from the heart of creation that interpenetrates all things. May you absorb this tonight as electronic force and energy within your cells, your mental and feeling world. May you absorb this sacred fire breath of the beloved I Am Presence and from the physical sun and the great central sun. These magnificent activities of the sacred fire of the universe interpenetrate all the elements. They abide within those elements, and they are the moving force. The activity of the sacred fire is the moving force through all the substance of all the elements. Sometimes you think the atmosphere is invisible, and perhaps to the physical sight for a time it is, but there abides within the atmosphere of Earth and with the element of air within individuals, there abides always the sacred fire life of the great cosmic light of the universe. The light from the great central sun and the physical sun that ever sheds its radiance, blazes its illumination before you, and fills you with the light of its comprehending consciousness. For I assure you, the great light that radiates forth from the physical sun and the great central sun, containing within it certain activities of the fire element, bring into the outer self, the outer consciousness, the illumining, comprehending intelligence of the mighty beings in the great central sun and the physical sun, who direct manifestation everywhere, who give life everywhere, who control and hold balance everywhere, and who are the directing, illumining, raising, expanding power within the life of the physical form, the atomic structure of mankind, within the life, the plant life of this world, as well as in its atmosphere. The four elements of creation are the varying activities and condensation of the mighty activities of the sacred fire and the great central sun. And the difference in the service which each element renders is determined by the cosmic beings who govern mankind's embodiment in this world. Your beloved Virgo, in the cosmic service which she is to this world and within it, there abides the condensation of the substance out of which manifestation is composed. The activity of the water element from the mighty Neptune flows through that substance and carries continual expanding flow of life and its ever-changing manifestation to again blaze and containing within it certain activities of the fire element, produces the substance out of which your emotional bodies are composed. The element of the air, again containing certain activities of the sacred fire from the great central sun, provides an expanding, life-giving force through the other two elements, through the atomic structure, and through the atmosphere of Earth, to carry into the mind the inspiration and the ideas from the directing intelligence of the great central sun. And then the element of the fire is the mighty Helios, and those beings from the physical sun direct to this world, that again interpenetrating all the other elements provides the conditions by which all elements are kept in perfect balance, each one giving of its own special activities into the inner bodies of mankind embodied here. And as the individualized flame from the great central sun, from the mighty I Am presence of each life stream, is clothed in the substance of these four elements, the individual becomes a focus of the consciousness, the directing intelligence, the life, and the activity of free will that produces manifestation that creates systems of worlds. And the special service which it is my privilege to give not only is concerned with the fire breath from the great central sun that is the pulsation of expansion through the atmosphere of Earth and through the bodies of those who come into embodiment in this world. But my service of the element of the air carries the inspiration from both the higher mental body and from the ascended host into the outer intellectual consciousness of individuals. It is the conveyor of the great, magnificent plan of creation, the thoughts, the pictures, the divine plans, almighty perfection that continually pours its ideas into the outer intellect of mankind. The element of the air is the expanding pulsation and is governed by the physical sun and the great central sun through the individual in the outer self. The higher mental body of the individual governs the release of its own heart flame into the outer self through the heart. But the element of the air forms the atmosphere, both within and around the physical body, that ever carries its radiance into outer physical conditions. The inner light that is given to the mankind in this system of worlds that radiates through the atmosphere of the earth, that is an unfolding, tempered action of life, balanced and governed in its intensity by that which is required by those embodied here. The radiation of the light from the higher mental body into the outer self through the unfed flame in the heart is the expansion through the electrons of the body of the heart flame, the intelligence of life, to expand and pour forth its radiance into outer conditions in which the element of the air is also pouring an expanding light. So when you understand the inner and outer action of these two activities of light, try to feel they are still the one great fire breath of life from the great central sun, the physical sun, each one's I am presence, that holds its balancing activity in whatever intensity is required for the outer self to use it, to produce manifestation, and to hold that manifestation in controlled action. And it is the giving of life into those manifestations for which you call in the physical octave, that fulfill your desires, fulfill the divine plan, and forever expand the magnificent blessings of the universe into manifestation here. I trust I may give you a secret tonight, if you care to experiment with it, and that is to help energize your bodies by the fire breath in the atmosphere of Earth. Whenever you are depleted in energy, it is because the nerves of the body and the cells of the body are not filled with the light that radiates forth from this great fire breath. And that is why mankind does not live if the individual's body does not breathe. It does not live. So the fire breath of the almighty life from the great central sun poured forth to the atmosphere of Earth is required by the mighty I am presence of each life stream to enable embodiment in this world, come into existence and act to fulfill the great divine plan. If you care to experiment with this when you seem tired or exhausted, I will just go out in the fresh air, alone and be quiet, and then with love to your presence and love to the beings of the element of air, use your three breaths that the mighty Saint Germain gave to you, and as you draw that breath in, qualify it, remind the intellect and command the feeling to feel the fire breath of the almighty life in the great central sun, and then demand it manifest invincible, eternal strength of life, life's perfection from the great central sun, into the physical body, and then through that into the atmosphere about you. If you fill yourselves with this great fire breath of the almighty life in the great central sun, and which your mighty I Am presence is, and as you draw this into yourselves, you ask that its sacred fire presence give you all that your beloved I Am presence requires in the outer self to do through you that which always produces perfect manifestation. You can rest yourselves, you can re-energize yourselves, you can have transcendent healing, you can have purification, and you can have the mighty inspiration of the Ascended Master's illumining consciousness as you ask the fire breath of the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun to draw into you the Ascended Master's illumining intelligence and comprehending consciousness that fills the outer mind with its perfection and forbids existence in the outer mind of the confusion of mankind's suggestion. The more you accept this and use it, the less will you find what you call sometimes tramp thought coming to your consciousness or suggesting to you things that are but an obstacle or just the general confusion in the atmosphere that is but the radiation of other individuals. Your own atmosphere, and I mean by that the radiance around the physical body for at least 3 feet in every direction, and farther if you so desire it. If you desire that radiance to go forth farther, call to your beloved I Am presence and to me and those beings of the air element to keep the atmosphere about you invincibly, eternally pure, and fill you with the strength of the fire breath of the almighty perfection of life in the great central sun. These activities are everywhere in the physical world. Mankind does not understand and has not been taught to take time to just fill the outer self with the greater blessings of the almighty life that fills the whole world and its atmosphere. So we, as elder brothers of mankind, are the teachers of the lesser life that is expanding its activity here. But those of you who understand the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, when you use the phrase, the fire breath of the Almighty, I Am presence life in the great central sun, which fills the atmosphere about you. If you require more of that life, if you require more of its energy, if you want more of its strength and its light, go into the open atmosphere and draw it into yourselves with a definite recognition of what it is. And when you ask the greater life, the fire breath of the Almighty life, Almighty, the mightiest activity of all, perfection, to fill you with itself, and you take time to receive it, and you command it to expand its eternal perfection through you, you will be blessed beyond words to describe. You will become the radiating center of that sacred fire presence, and your life, filled with a greater life, will contain and expand and pour forth more of the Ascended Master's perfection, which they want you to have. For the protection of those who are concerned with transportation in the air, you may be of powerful assistance. And when you think of your air service, the airplanes of the world, you can ask that each be enfolded in a sun presence of the great fire breath of the almighty life of the great central sun that compels perfection to possess and control the flight of each plane wherever it goes. And you would be surprised how some with destructive intent will be unable to carry that intent into outer action, and you will find it a protecting presence. If you understand what I mean tonight, you will be able to govern by your calls. Destructive activities which have no business in your atmosphere, but which might be directed if mankind is not prevented. So when the air transportation and the planes that are sent into the air with destructive intent are sometimes held inactive and disappear, they do not always crash. They many times are prevented from accomplishing their evil, and other activities are able to control them because they do not know those other activities exist in the atmosphere of Earth. That which is constructive is always assisted and protected by the almighty life of the I Am presence in the great central sun. But that which is not constructive, I assure you, when it forces its way into the fire breath that is the atmosphere of Earth, the breath by which the Earth itself lives and breathes, I assure you, the destructive forces are not nearly as much the master as they would like to believe and would like to make you believe. So if you care for protection, this is one way you may have it. I hope you understand me tonight. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. I hope you will understand me tonight, because this is a power of protection that those in your national defense need to keep them from becoming the claws of the sinister force. It is the protection that many of you need in your channels of travel or service, and it is a protection to mankind in the great cities where accidents might occur. Please remember the beings of the air are master of it. I am their directors. There are legions uncountable of them. They do the will of perfection. But when disaster comes, it is because they have turned back destruction into itself. So, beloved ones, in the fullness of all that the blessings of the air have ever poured to the mankind of earth, I hope individuals will awaken with enough gratitude to enable the blessings of greater and greater perfection to come into the outer use of mankind without having to go through the frightful suffering and destruction that compels obedience to the law. If everyone who is a flyer and all who use airplane transportation understood this law, I would call for all the blessings and all the protection of the great fire breath of the almighty I Am presence in the great central sun to enfold each flight, control all within the channels of transportation. You would have greater and greater and greater perfection, greater protection, greater security everywhere without distress and struggle. If only mankind would understand that the great presence of life, the mighty I Am, in its creation of manifested systems of worlds, is all wise and all powerful, all loving and all pure. Individuals could have help without limit and go forward in greater expansion and progress with mighty happiness and perfection and no struggle. So when the outer self struggles, stop the pull of the outer world. Go by yourself for just a moment. And if you only take 3 breaths, go through your breathing exercises just once on each one, qualifying the breath as you take it in as the fire breath of the almighty perfection of life, of the mighty I Am presence from the great central sun. Ask it to fill you with itself, and your beloved I Am presence take command of it and do that which will fill you with its greater perfection and blessing. This great assistance to life is as free as the air you breathe. It is the gift of love. It is the almighty master perfection of the universe. It makes you victorious over conditions which have disturbed you, and if you continue it, it will bring you your freedom. And at the moment of the ascension, you will find the atmosphere becoming the sacred fire love that as you arise into the arms of the higher mental body, every change that takes place within you will be comfortable and perfect and completed. Thank you so much. The activity of the air and the outer self makes the condition for the higher mental bodies, inspiration and greater perfection in fulfilling the divine plan to come into outer physical conditions harmoniously protected and successful. So it clears the mind, it clears the feeling, it clears the atomic structure of impurity, and it blesses you beyond anything to describe. So blessed ones, the beings who serve mankind through the channels of the air are transcendently beautiful, magnificent beyond words, and one day, I trust when you see them, you will understand how wonderful life has been to those embodied in this world, and what magnificent miracles of perfection life, the beloved mighty I Am Presence, provides for the extension of itself to dwell in its world of perfection, to give of its blessing to the infinite universe around you, and to make you the master presence of its own all-glorifying victory into the freedom of the ascension. So, blessed ones, try to remember that the element of the air is part of the great fulfillment of the divine plan in physical embodiment. It is part of your ascension. It is part of the ascension of the earth. And it is the pathway of light that and the radiation of light into the mind and into the feeling that enables the higher mental body to have complete dominion in the physical world of manifestation. So, blessed ones, we have many, many, many gifts to give you. We've only mentioned a few, but one that I am sure will bring you so much joy is that the element of the air carries the I Am miracle music of the spheres in the Ascended Master's octave. It carries the Ascended Master's consciousness to mankind embodied here, and it carries many, many, many activities of life into the atmosphere of Earth that mankind may comprehend, if they will let its light come into the mind, and the beloved I Am Presence teach the outer self that which it needs to know in order to understand the universe around it and to cooperate with this great divine plan that holds perfect balance in all things forever. Once, someday, and I hope not too far distant, we may make an experiment with the I Am student body and open the atmosphere of Earth and let you hear the music in the temples of the sacred fire in the Ascetta Master's octave. And once you hear that, you will know what we mean when we say worlds are created by its almighty power, and everything in this world can be purified by its presence and healed by its love and perfected by its presence and sacred fire for eternity. Because in the I Am miracle music of the spheres, which the ascended masters give to unascended mankind from time to time in just fragments of its mighty perfection, when that is understood and used and expanded, more of its presence can come in and release this world from the distress and from the human creation that has been imposed upon it. So when the sacred fire is understood and loved and used and drawn into this world through the element of the air, much illumination will come to the mind. Much illumination will come into the atmosphere of Earth. And the individual who makes effort to consciously recognize it and intensify and expand it in and around the physical body will find his or her atmosphere from time to time becoming more luminous if the fire breath of the almighty life in the great central sun comes through the atmosphere of Earth and forms the atmosphere of the individual to give its blessings to the universe around it. So, beloved ones, if you dwell upon this, if you love it, if you desire it, if you use it from time to time, we will be able to give you more and more of its conscious power as you use it in outer world conditions to hold the balance between the inner and the outer activities of the fire element. And in that will you find the great calm peace and the mastery over things in this world that heretofore have caused you such distress. Call for the fire breath of the almighty mastery of the beloved I Am Presence in the great central sun to blaze in and around you its almighty inspiration and clothe you with the manifestations of its miracles and victories and perfection, and dwell within that and demand peace ever abide in you and your world, and you will not know again the strain nor the struggle through which you have passed. The blessings of the element of the air are infinite and eternal. They are ever surrounding you, and they will ever give you the greater freedom of your own mastery. May you understand this tonight and call its boundless blessings in and around yourselves, and then ask that its illumining power come into the minds of mankind, the minds of individuals, and let the mass mind of mankind be filled with the light and the fire breath of the Almighty I Am Presence that takes mankind forward to freedom, because it is the purity and the perfection of the Ascent of Masters divine plan that ever draws life on and up into its eternal freedom in the ascension. This can be given to the powers of nature as well as individuals. You can call these blessings everywhere because the air is everywhere. And in the air are these activities of the great master presence of the almighty life of the I Am Presence in the great central sun. So if you love it into this world, it will love the world into its eternal perfection, and in that comes the ascension for all. It is part of the raising power that is the open door to freedom. May you dwell within it, love it, understand it, become its light, and ever shed its radiance to bring its blessings to life everywhere for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. And you, mighty beloved Aries, and all the blessed beings who pour their love and blessings to the atmosphere of Earth, to those under this radiation, accept our love, gratitude, and obedience in the name of all mankind, and may we ever draw within ourselves your invincible sacred fire breath of your almighty life of eternal perfection, that blessed I Am Presence that lives within us all and now must bless all, and may we have your blessing for eternity. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to these, the beloved of the light. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire breath of the almighty purity and almighty protection and perfection of the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun, that it ever clothes those under this radiation and the Ascent of Masters, eternal sacred fire presence until the hour of the ascension when we are free for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all the sacred fire breath of the obedience which thou art, and let it blaze into and around us its blessings for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Aries. And thank you, every being of the air element in existence. Thank you for your blessings to us all through the ages. And now may we dwell within a sun presence of the fire breath of your almighty perfection, your almighty strength, your almighty purity, and your almighty protection and victory. And wherever we abide, may our own beloved I Am Presence have unconditional freedom through us until its victory of eternity fills the earth with perfection in full cosmic action. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, who we call as never before, for the your sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim to clothe everybody and everything under this radiation, individually and collectively, with your great blazing presence until our ascension is complete. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress the great sacred fire, breath of the perfection from the central sun, let it forth, and let the beloved I Am presence have its dominion everywhere in this world, wherever we abide, and then throughout the world for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I Am presence and all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding flame for which we call. May that become visible to everything that lives, and the great perfection of eternity filling the atmosphere of earth draws mankind out of the shadows and into the light of the great heart presence of the love that gives us life everywhere. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory, to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart's end of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the sacred fire, and now all the fire breath of the almighty love of the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun and its invincible perfection to the earth to blaze everywhere into and around those under this radiation and take us forward to our victory until the world and all upon it is free forever, and we thank you. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the great Elohim of peace, the God and Goddess of peace, the angels and legions and great cosmic temple of peace, the great divine director and the great central sun, blaze forth the sun presence of such power, of the love and the peace, of their invincible purity, of the sacred fire and cosmic light, that it compels the end of all evil forever and as quickly as possible. We thank you.